The Department of Energy's Handbook for Handling, Storing, and Dispensing E85 warns certain materials commonly used with gasoline are totally incompatible with alcohols. Other government guidelines give detailed instructions about storing E85 in underground storage tanks and the pumps people use to fill their vehicles. But with more and more filling stations adding E85 pumps, not everyone is following the instructions and warnings. Brad Hoffman is with the nation's largest underground storage tank service company, Tanknology. The company inspects gas station distribution systems.
I think they pretty much took for granted that their tank could store whatever fuel they put into it, and they didn't really check the compatibility of the tank and the other piping and dispensing equipment. You know, they didn't really confirm that it was compatible with the E85 that was being delivered.
And some of the fiberglass underground storage tanks are not compatible. Ethanol can soften the polymers in certain tanks. That can make them weaker and might cause them to leak. There's concern that leak detection equipment might also be damaged by ethanol. So if a tank is leaking, it might go undetected. And it's not just the tanks. There are questions about compatibility with the pumps filling flex fuel vehicles. The ethanol industry says there have been no major problems with tanks or pumps so far. Matt Hartwig is with the Renewable Fuels Association.
Most gas station operators will use tanks that are appropriate. They will clean the tanks. They will do the proper maintenance and the proper preparation required to install E85 infrastructure. Because of the nature of ethanol, you do need a dedicated tank and pump system to dispense the fuel. I don't think consumers and the American driver has anything to fear.
But fuel tank and gas pump inspectors are not as sure. Brad Hoffman with Tanknology says government guidelines give checklists of recommendations on how to prepare tanks and pumping systems.
Being realistic, I think there's a chance that some marketers may, for whatever reason, may not thoroughly check each of those items. And there could be some problems either with the tanks or the dispensing systems.
Problems that could cause leaks. Underwriters Laboratories is the testing organization that certifies the safety of equipment storing and pumping fuels. John Dringenberg is with UL. He says it was only last year that a manufacturer asked for requirements for equipment handling E85. Dringenberg says old gasoline equipment might not be safe to pump E85.
The alcohol is different in that it's much more corrosive. We know for a fact that alcohol will attack soft metals, in particular aluminum and copper, things of that type, and even plastic. So therefore, what worked for gasoline dispensers may not work for ethanol dispensers.
Dringenberg says gasket seals and O-rings in the pump, hose, or handle could deteriorate and mean leaking fuel at the pump.
With this type of fuel, ethanol, we're mostly worried about fire hazards. If there is a leak, let's say that ethanol did for some reason attack a gasket or a seal on a dispenser, you could have a fuel leak. The fuel leak could be very dangerous in that any spark could set it off. You could have a fire or possibly an explosion. So that is a concern that we have, certainly, and that is why we are developing requirements for these ethanol dispensers.
UL expects to issue requirements for equipment by the end of the year. In the meantime, whether the tanks and pumps offering E85 at your gas station are safe is up to the judgment of the local fire chief, fire marshal, or other local official. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.